Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 to 3 hours. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Have a great visit with Barbara Weltman, original founding member of our Brain Trust. We're coming up on her 23rd year real soon. She's an attorney specializing in small business issues, tax issues especially. She's the author of the legendary J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2021 is the new one. She's been doing this now for decades, and it's been helping small business owners all over the country for all this time. Her new book is called 500 Plus Big Ideas for Small Businesses. It's an e-book, and it's outstanding. Barbara, thanks again for being here. What else do we need to know?
Well, the new law has a lot of changes when it comes to tax deductions and tax credits. So one of the big ones to note is the change in the limit on deducting business meals. And this is going to apply for this year, 2021 and 2022. So it doesn't impact your 2020 return. But you're going to be able to take 100% of the cost as a deduction rather than the usual 50%, provided that you get the meals at restaurants. Now, I'll just mention that.
So entertainment meals, taking a client to lunch or whatever at a restaurant,
right,
you're going to be able to deduct 100% of that now, like it used to be.
Correct.
In the old days.
The next 2 years, right, like the old days, before the three martini lunch got a bad rep.
Right. I never had more than two. I don't know why they were so mad about three. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, we don't know what the term restaurant means yet because the law doesn't define it. So, I mean, I don't know if it would include a tavern or Starbucks or what, but we'll find out soon enough from the IRS. So that's good. That's a good deduction that I think will be used as soon as we're able to go out.
No
to restaurants, and that was the whole point of the increase, to support the restaurant industry. They didn't change the rule for entertainment, so that's still not deductible. You can't go into a ball game when you can. It's not going to be a business deduction. One of the other changes, two provisions that came about because of COVID were the employee retention credit and the paid sick leave and paid family leave credits. The employee retention credit for keeping people on the payroll, that's been extended through June of this year, so through June 2021.
Explain how that works.
Well, you get 70% of qualified wages per employee up to $10,000 per quarter. So this is a really good tax credit for just keeping people on the payroll. They don't have to work for you. Just keep them on the payroll.
Wow.
Yeah, so the credit was available for 2020, but they enhanced the credit going forward.
Say that again. Let's talk about walk through how that would actually work for someone, for a company. Let's say they've got 6 employees. How would they do that?
So you look at their wages, and you can take up to $10,000 per quarter
per employee?
Their wages.
Per employee or for the company?
Per employee.
Huh.
Per employee. No limit on the number of employees.
What is the test? What is the test? How do you justify
that?
How do you qualify?
That they're still employed, that they're on the payroll and getting their wages.
Anybody can do this?
Yeah. And it comes off, the credit is not an income tax credit. It's a credit against the payroll taxes. So it's a reduction.
So it's against payroll taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
interesting.
So that's a really, and then we had mandatory paid sick leave and paid family leave in 2020. Well, now they've extended the credits that employers could take if they want to. It's not mandatory, but they can continue to offer these breaks through March of 2021. So that's really a good thing.
You think most people knew about that tax credit? The employment
Yeah, I do. I do, because, yes, it was very well publicized, and any companies that used payroll services or anything, they certainly did know about this. It was mandatory. If you had up to 500 employees, you had to offer it.
Yeah.
There was an exemption if you had fewer than 50, but you had to apply for it.
But in terms of the tax credit, though, do you think most people knew about that? Was that...
Well, yes, they did, because the credit was, again, was a payroll tax credit.
Yeah.
And it was very prominent on the quarterly return that employees filed.
And did it begin in 2020?
Yeah, yeah.
It was first offered in 2020. Okay. All right.
Once COVID hit. It didn't go back to January 1, but once COVID hit, yes.
Right.
Another point of this is that self-employed individuals are allowed to take income tax credits equivalent to this, and if they qualify. Remember, these benefits were only paid for people impacted by COVID. If they had to take sick leave because they were infected, or somebody in their family was, or their child's school was closed, you know, those kinds of things. They also allow self-employed individuals to use 2019 net earnings to figure their 2020 credits. So they
what if those people had a taxable loss, though? So I know some people, I know some businesses that are self-employed, and they filed a loss the year before, and they got nothing because of the loss, the taxable loss.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Have they fixed that at all?
The loss is, you still have your net operating losses for income tax.
No, but I mean, in terms of getting other help, though, that was the thing that got me was that just because they filed a loss, maybe $10 negative, they couldn't get any kind of assistance. That's what, I didn't think that was fair. Hold on to that thought. We're going to get some more of this important reporting from our good friend Barbara Weltman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.